Do you think the leagues need to start again then with everything going into to next season, write this one off completely?
Well, now the else you can do, can you? Well, I'll be 14th in a game to play. So if we win, everybody else will lose, maybe we'll be 13th. I'm still in the bottom half. The trip to Miramar, or whatever Burma's called these days, has sort of got off the radar scale. But, I don't know any more about that. But meanwhile, we're on a manager. We're on a management team. And we want a structure for the academy. So once again, we're putting in the best youngster from all over Yorkshire to play for Leeds United. So then we have to wait. With bated breath, on the other hand, I see that the owner has been very busy taking the Spanish TV rights off the Sky. So at least he's not sitting backside doing nothing. But now let's see the same attention to Leeds United. This year is, I think, make or break a year for you guys. We've got to get there, get on with it. Maybe we need a few more English players. I understand the English game. I don't know about other fans, but I'm getting a bit bored. This ping-pong style of football has crept into English over the last few years. We're incessant possession and passing, and occasionally someone makes a strike. Then he's bought one match of paint drying. In fact, might really wake people up and get them excited.
And we're still seeing that in the Championship, a more direct approach does work. If you look at Neil Warnock, who is on the verge, a win at the weekend would seal a record amount of promotions for Neil. And he's shown again that in the Championship, you don't need too much money. You just need, as you said, good old-fashioned English players and a good approach to the game of working hard and being a team.
Oh, precisely. This will be his eighth promotion, which is why, of course, what attracted him to me at Chelsea, at Leeds in the first place. But he didn't fulfil his potential at Leeds. But that was during the GFH were mumbling away behind the scenes during his tenure. I think he got too involved with them for his own good. But in the end, they sacked him anyway. But that's in the past. Probably coming up more. But the history of Leeds United is written. Now we've got safe standing again.
Yes, safe standing. Obviously, a vote now is going to be held in Parliament. A discussion about it. Obviously, a lot of pressure on this. The petition attracting over 110,000 people signing it for a debate in Parliament. 25th of June, it's going to happen. What do you make of the groundswell of opinion for this debate to happen?
Well, the problem is that I think shows we want to do it, but it's not as straightforward as people talk about it. It gets very emotional. But I've looked into all the practicalities of this, and the problem is to accommodate these safe standing rails, you have to reduce your capacity, and at the same time, the configuration for emergency escapes and the vomitories and stairs and all have to be recalculated. So it's quite a construction job, which is also quite expensive. And you can probably do it in a small club like Shrewsbury. We take a small part of it and allocate it. But once you do it in a big club, because Shrewsbury could lose a bit of capacity, it wouldn't affect them too much. But if you're in a big club who's bursting at the seams, it's far more complicated. And who's going to pay for it? No money in it for the club. Excuse me, hang on, I've got to go. Well, congratulations to Liverpool in meeting the Champions League final. Well done there. And let's hope Manchester United get into the Europa League final. So the UK are doing fairly well in there. European competition at the moment. Long may it last, long may it continue.
A lot of plaudits as well, KB, for James Milner making the Champions League final. Obviously, a Yorkshireman came through the system at Leeds United and has been one of the unsung heroes for Liverpool.
He left Leeds before the time. But I always followed his career interest. He went to Newcastle, and from Newcastle into Aston Villa. And said he wanted to buy him, but he was messing his about a bit, so he went to Villa instead. So in the end, City bought him, but paid more than they would have for him for Leeds. But now he's at Liverpool, he's done very well. Own goal last night, but these things happen. Just get on with it, and 1-0 and 10-0 is the same result when you're a cup match. Providing you're not getting the nil. So from that point of view, we should be in a good heart before we go to Russia. If we go to Russia.
Yeah, would you expect James Milner to be on the plane for England?
Well, I haven't studied enough, but I have set my respect for Southgate. He seems to be doing quite well in his job, and I'm sure he'll make the right decision. I think what's more interesting is how he's going to do the goalkeeping situation. Because Hart, who at one time was a schoolboy prodigy, you know, sort of slipped down the banks and not even being playing full-time in his current club. Which raised questions, is he going to make it or not?
And elsewhere, in terms of Brexit, tough few weeks ahead for the Prime Minister, facing a full-blown Tory rebellion after 60 MPs threatened to pull their support for the government if the PM backs a controversial customs union partnership with the EU.
Well, again, we don't know enough about it, and I suspect none of the MPs, but they're not just playing. I mean, our European competitors, enemies, etc., must be laughing their heads off at the pandemonium that's taking place in Parliament at the moment. And the House of Lords, they'll be lucky, as far as I'm concerned, if they still exist when the Brexit thing's died down. And I will certainly stop ex-civil servants being appointed. I'm not sure the superannuated MP should go there either. They've failed in the Commons, now they've given a place in the Lords. They said to start by cutting out the £300 allowance or something. The subsidised bars and restaurants, they'll concentrate their minds. I think they're playing a dangerous game. And ultimately, Mrs. May, and the time is now right, she must now put her foot down and say, stand by me or sack me. But the problem is, you see, who else is there? The Labour Party's in a mess. It's full of its anti-Semitism. Then you've got the Momentum are campaigning for deselect MPs who don't support Corbyn. It's near to an archaic revolution as you can think of. And the real problem is, of course, you look, who are the Labour speakers? You get Cooper, he doesn't do a bad job, does he? He didn't look quite so sour. And you've got Diane Abbott. I mean, she's on her non-diabetic days. Place in a mess. Speaker has been accused of intimidation, harassment and bullying. And he's supposed to leave the House. The Irish aren't helping at all. They say they won't. They should come back with some ideas and proposals solving the Irish border problem. They're simply saying to Downing Street, well, you come up with the idea, you solve the problem. Same with Garnier, Tusk and Juncker. All the same thing. No. What's their slogan? There must be a better way, but I don't know what it is. Very disappointing. In fact, the sooner we get to the summer recess, the better. At least we won't have these shouting, slanging. See, this is far too important for a party busy issue. Corbyn has said he wants to get out, wants to be Brexit here. And so most of his supporters, They said, no, we're working. And the all-party committees where people from both, all sides of the house sit down and work together. They should be producing things instead of solving them. House of Lords, well, I put a full stop on the new recruitment. It's a doubtful honour anyway. You know, they're going to sit next to him in the House of Lords. I think they're letting the country down. They should go into a private session. Either change their mind or resign.